Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell Clater.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
And welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians in your community, friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
Jonah, today we are chatting with fellow Rotarian Steve Crew and Sue Bennett, chatting all about Wappinger Rotary's Cup of the Valley Golf Tournament. Did I get it all in, Sue?
Well, it's two different events. We have a Cup of the Valley, and then we have the golf tournament.
But you know,
gotcha. Thank you for clarifying that, because when it said cup, I made the logic leap to a golf tournament. Well, you guys are really busy, and that is a wonderful thing, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
After all the pandemic, all the events, so much was shut down. It's so wonderful to see that you're doing a lot. So tell us what's going on, Steve, with Wappinger's Rotary.
Okay, we're a very active club. We have a lot of events going on most of the time, but this spring is particularly busy, as we're having our two main fundraisers, the Cup of the Valley in April and then the golf tournament in May.
Well, Steve, which one do you want to chat about, and which one do you want Sue to chat about?
Well, Sue is the chairman of the Cup of the Valley, and that is coming up first, so maybe she should speak first.
Take it away, Sue.
Hi, everybody. We have been lucky enough over the past couple of years to partner with the Poughkeepsie South Rotary Club to bring our community the Cup of the Valley, which is a coffee and tea festival. We had it for 2 years in a row, and then, of course, COVID shut everybody down and any in-person events, and we're now happy to be bringing it back again on April 16th at Revel 32 on Cannon Street in Poughkeepsie. This event is brought to you by the Poughkeepsie South and the Wappinger's Rotary Club, and we are sponsored by Greenwood Lake Roasters and Harney and Sons Fine Teas.
You know, on behalf of the tea drinkers of America and the world, I want to thank you for including us, because I don't drink coffee. Right?
Neither do I.
Right? Sarah and I are both tea drinkers.
Right? Jonah and I are both
with
tea holders. Just a great shout out to Harney, one of your sponsors. They're in my neck of the woods, and I knew Mr. Harney for senior, who was the master tea blender for a very long time. He very dear to my heart.
So Susan, when you come to the cup of the valley, what do you see? What do you get to taste? Tell us about the entire event.
The entire event is kind of wrapped around coffee, tea, and anything that goes with those. So we have tea roasters, we have tea purveyors, we have coffee roasters, coffee shops, we have pastries and sweet treats, anything that goes with coffee.
I am so there. You said the magic words, pastry.
Pastries, yes. Fine pastries. We also have local craftspeople that make coffee mugs and different things that go along with coffee and tea. We have Waves of Caring that makes facial products and health cares that incorporates coffee and teas into it. So it's kind of everything that encompasses anything you can dream about with coffee and tea.
And give us a date, time, and place again.
Yes.
It is at Revel 32 on April 16th, and the doors open at 10 o'clock, and it's there. We're there until 4 o'clock.
So lovely. You're there until tea time.
We also are going to have demonstrations. We'll have people talking about how to brew the perfect cup of coffee. We have people that will talk about how to make that fine cup of tea and what cup to use and all these different things that go along with it. That I'm not a tea drinker unless I'm sick, so I don't really know much about it. Steve is my tea drinker in our club, but I could talk to you about coffee all day long. And especially Greenwood Lake Roasters.
I love coffee, but it doesn't love me. So, I mean, fortunately for me, I had a place to go. I was always a tea lover, too. So you have all of these accoutrements, and that's so interesting, because what a lot of people don't know is that coffees and teas are used in creams and lotions, even perfumes, things like that. So it's so interesting that you've expanded on that idea. So Steve, just jump ahead a little bit. I know we're going to focus on the Cup of the Valley, Wappinger Falls Rotary's Cup of the Valley, but jump ahead and just give us a little teaser about your golf tournament.
Okay. Our golf tournament, it's actually our 23rd annual golf tournament, and it's going to be May 18th, which is a Thursday, at the Politan Country Club. We have registration starting at 9:30 with a shotgun start at 10:30.
Now explain what a shotgun start is, because it's nothing like a shotgun wedding.
Right. Basically it means those foursomes set on each hole and they all start at the same time. So your first hole may be the first hole or it may be hole number 17.
Right.
We all start at the same time. We all hopefully finish at the same time. It speeds up the process. You also only hit the best ball. So if there's a really good driver, he's probably the guy that's going to get the first ball.
If I'm on the tee, I can assure you, Steve, I'll be in the clubhouse drinking the tea because I never hit the best ball.
I'll be in the cart driving it with a Bloody Mary.
I will be with you.
On the golf course.
You know, the old joke, when I play golf, I hit in the 80s. If it's any hotter, I don't go out in the course. Yeah, ring, ding, ding. Anyway, so getting back to the Cup of the Valley, Sue, is there an admission charge for the Cup of the Valley?
Yes, there is. We have, you could buy tickets in advance at a discount, and you can buy them through our website, or you can buy them at the door. And at the door, they are $20, and student admission is $15. And also, we do the $15 for senior citizens.
Okay, so and in advance, you say it's on the website. What is the website? And folks at home, get a pencil and paper, because Sue will repeat this in the second portion of the program. But what's the website?
It is cupofthevalley.com.
Well, that's pretty easy to remember, cupofthevalley.com.
So you can buy your tickets through the website, Sue.
Yes, you can. And then all you have to do is come with your name and the little sheet that says you bought tickets. You don't get physical tickets. You just come to the door with that, and then you get your wristband so that you can get in.
And once you're in, are all the beverages available for tasting free of charge, or is there a separate charge for that?
The tastings are all free. All of our vendors give out little samples, and then you're able to buy your favorites.
Oh, great.
Wow.
And of course, there are the
home with teas or pounds of coffee, pastries. And we have other activities like face painting for the little kids, because that always goes along very well, something for the little kids, and there's things for the kids.
And we're going to find out more about the great Wappinger's Rotary Cup of the Valley and their golf tournament right after Sarah O'Connell Clater tells us Whose Cup of Tea Are We by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, king of the segues, we are sponsored by Salisbury Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, and by the featured Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Salisbury Bank is your friendly hometown bank with 14 branches throughout the tri-state area.
Salisbury Bank offers personal and business banking, mortgages, and commercial loans.
Salisbury Bank is your local community bank with local decision making and high service. Your local bank for all of your local needs.
Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Salisbury Bank, because where you bank matters.
Hi, it's me, Sarah O'Connell-Clater, back with my co-host, Jonah Treeblosser, almost 15 years later. We haven't been canceled. We've been doing this show together for a long time. And today on Radio Rotary, Jonah, we're delighted to be speaking with fellow Rotarian Sue Bennett and Steve Crew from the Wappingers Club. And we're focusing on Wappingers Rotary's Cup of the Valley, and then a little tease about their very active club. And we're so happy that all these events are coming to a golf tournament as well every year. So welcome back, Steve. Welcome back, Sue.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we're excited to be here.
Sue, can you give us kind of a overview for those listeners who've just joined us? What exactly is Wappingers Rotary's Cup of the Valley, because it is not your golf tournament.
No, it is not. A Cup of the Valley is a coffee and tea festival that we put on jointly with the Poughkeepsie South Rotary Club. We are sponsored by Greenwood Lake Roasters and Harney and Sons Fine Teas. This year it's being held at Rebel 32 on April 16th, and the doors open at 10 a.m. And this is every coffee lover's and teetotaler's dream event, because anything you ever want to know about coffee roasting and making that perfect cup of coffee that I love, to how to make that perfectly blended tea, which is Steve Crew's favorite thing, being from England, it's anything you want to know about it, because we have some of the experts and local roasters and tea purveyors that are going to be there and give demonstrations and talk to you about anything you want to know about that.
And Sue,
you have a
website, and
we do have a website
and buy tickets and learn more about it. Can let's get it out there.
Absolutely. Our website is cupofthevalley.com. And tickets are available for purchase there. And you will also see pictures and everything from past events that we had that highlight the roasters and the tea purveyors and some of the vendors that were there, along with local radio stations that were there in the past. We also have a very active Facebook page.
Okay.
Where we kind of highlight and, you know, kind of put spotlights on our vendors and try to help promote their business, because they're all local. Everything we do is local for our communities. The coffee festival, and especially our golf tournament on May 18th, they help fund our scholarship programs for Ketchum High School and Our Lady of Lourdes High School. We've been giving away scholarships for years, and these two events help us, you know, achieve that, along with all of the other projects that we do within our community.
Sue Bennett, give us that website again. And folks at home, get that pencil and paper. You're going to want to write this down. The website again for the Cup of the Valley is?
Cupofthevalley.com.
Good. Steve
How
Crew.
How simple is that?
Steve Crew, tell us about the Wappingers Rotary Club. Where and when do you meet?
We meet every Thursday at 12:15 at Longobardi's Restaurant right in Wappingers Falls.
And Sarah wants to know.
I always want to know about the food.
It's great. It is top notch.
Actually, Sarah and I have had the pleasure of being at Longobardi's and at your Rotary Club meeting. And the food is excellent. And they're a great bunch of people.
Very welcoming. Your club is very welcoming.
Right.
Steve and then Sue, how long have you been involved with your club and with Rotary? You go first, Steve.
Okay. I've been a Rotarian in the Wapters Falls Rotary Club since 1978.
Wow.
A long time.
That is. And what about you, Sue?
I originally joined the Wappingers Club in 1992, but because of my career in banking that takes me to different locations, I would have to kind of leave and then come back. When I came back to the area, I was a member of the Walden Club for a short period of time, but my heart has always been with the Wappingers Club. And when I retired, I rejoined again probably about 7 years ago.
Good for you.
And I've been very active since then.
And folks at home, if you want to join the fun, the food, the fellowship of Rotary, and meet great people like Steve Crew and Sue Bennett, go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, and find out where your local Rotary Club meets, and join us. We always can use more fun people to do more great service. So, Sue, I know that the Wappingers Rotary Club is very dedicated to service. What are some of the great service projects you do with the money you raise with the Cup of the Valley and the golf tournament?
With the money that we raise, 100% goes back to our community through our scholarship program, our adopt-a-family, and our support of meals, the local Meals on Wheels.
That's right. Sue, you all are very involved with Meals on Wheels, aren't you? The Wappingers Club. Yes. You just reminded me of that. I often think about that, knowing that also Poughkeepsie, I think they're involved in their immediate community. Such a great program. And just to put a fine point on, one of the wonderful things about Rotary is that they identify things in their local communities, and they'll oftentimes partner with other organizations. So there's a greater impact for our friends and neighbors who may be in need, or just improving the quality of life in general. So kudos to y'all. What an active, wonderful club Wappinger Falls is. And Jonah, I think that we are a little short on time, and we're probably going to need to come back soon, right?
Yes, but we do have enough time for Steve to remind us of the details of the golf tournament, the date, time, and place. Steve, tell us about that great golf tournament that's coming up.
Okay, our 23rd annual golf tournament will be played at Powelton Golf Club. That is on May 18th. It's a Thursday. And again, our main sponsor is Healy Brothers, and they've been sponsoring us the last few years now. And
do you have a website for more information?
Well, the best place is probably to contact me directly at 845-380-3565. Don't have a direct website. We have our Rotary Club website, but best place would be our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Wappingers Falls Rotary.
And we'll be back with more of our two guests, Sue Bennett and Steve Crew of the Wappingers Rotary, right after this important message, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You are listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation. We raise funds from donations and from events such as our annual luncheon, bowling tournament, and memorial golf outings. We give the money to programs that champion prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects are scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Dutchess Overdose Awareness Memorial. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
One in three smoke alarms doesn't have a working battery. So let's see. Who's going to be trapped in the house while it burns? Your brother? Your mother? You? Maybe you should test yours now. Go on, pull your finger out.
Fires kill quickly, but you can protect your family. Check your smoke detectors today before it's too late.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell-Clater, and we are back. I am joined by the super co-host, Jonah Trebwasser, king of the segues, on the last segment of this edition of Radio Rotary. And we're pretty pumped because we've been chatting with fellow Rotarian Steve Crew and Sue Bennett from the Wappingers Club. And we're really focusing on the Wappingers Rotary's Cup of the Valley, but also they are back in full swing, and that pun is intended, because they're also doing their annual, it's been going on for years and years, right, Steve? Your golf tournament, how many years has it been?
This is our 23rd annual golf tournament.
So. My goodness, yay! So what's the date this year?
It's May 18th at Powhatan Golf Club. And we will be having lots of prizes, raffles, putting contests, continental breakfast to start.
And how do you sign up?
You can register either by talking to one of our club members and getting an application, or you can call me at 845-380-3565. Or check us out on our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Wappingers Falls Rotary.
Okay, but before that happens, the Wappingers Rotary's Cup of the Valley is happening, and I believe that's April 16th, right, Sue?
Yes, it's at April 16th at Revel 32 in Poughkeepsie. And I love the fact that it's a joint venture with the Poughkeepsie South Rotary Club.
Kudos.
I love when more than one club partners together and does something jointly that benefits both communities.
Absolutely.
And speaking of benefiting the community, Wappingers Rotary, as are all Rotary clubs, is highly dedicated to service. And we have a Rotary Day of Service coming up on May 20th. Tell us about that, and what does the Wappingers Club have in store for that, in planning for Rotary's Day of Service, May 20th?
Steve, do you want to take that one?
Okay. Our club will be holding a blood drive on May 20th. There are, actually, this involves 10 districts of Rotary in our area, and we expect 15,000 volunteers to be out on the 20th or close to the 20th doing projects. Some of our clubs will be at cleaning up the river. Some people are painting road signs. We are doing the blood drive, and we expect lots of different types of projects throughout this 10 district area.
Steve, so Rotary is a big global organization, service organization, but like every organization, it best operates with a little bit of structure. And our structure is our district. And you're saying that these are multiple hundreds and hundreds of Rotarians on one day mobilizing, also including other volunteers from their communities. So All the projects that have been picked from these individual clubs will directly impact the needs of the communities that they exist in. And tell us how many districts or how many clubs, give us some geography.
Okay,
what are we talking about here?
Well, our district 7210 has 57 clubs with approximately 1,600 members. The districts on the most part are similar in size, usually 50 to 60 clubs in each district. And we're joining up with 9 other districts in the area. So we're going to be covering quite a large part of the Eastern Coast and up into Canada.
And it's a great thing that you're holding a blood drive, because there is a critical shortage of blood throughout the Hudson Valley. I'm proud to be a gallon blood donor, not all at the same time, a pint at a time. And my blood type now at my age is no longer A or B or O. It's now tired blood, but they still want it. So if you're in the Wappingers area, do a really good deed. Donate blood on May 20th on the Rotary's Day of Service. And if you want a refreshing cup of tea or a delicious cup of coffee, go to their Cup of the Valley, which Susan Bennett, again, give us the date, the time, the admission, and the website.
Okay. It is a Cup of the Valley, which is our coffee and tea festival. It's going to be held on April 16th at Revel 32. Doors open at 10 o'clock, and we will be there through 4 o'clock doing all kinds of demonstrations and tastings and other events throughout the day. And for more information, you can visit our website at acupofthevalley.com.
And get a pencil and paper, folks. We'll have our great guest, Sue Bennett, repeat that before the end of the program. So, Sue, how did you become a Rotarian?
I'm a retired banker, and I was in a local branch right here in the village of Wappingers. And a Rotarian for many years, one of the charter members, walked into my office and said, "I'm picking you up on Thursday and bringing you to a Rotary meeting."
That's happened to so many of us. And how about you, Steve? How'd you become a Rotarian?
Kidnapping. It works.
Well, I joined when my boss told me after a couple of years working with him that it's time for me to join a service organization. He said, "Let me call a friend of mine who's associated with Rotary and get you going." So I went to the meetings, and before long, I was pretty involved, and I've been there ever since.
And what's the best part of being a Rotarian for you, Susan?
I love the camaraderie. Not only do we do great things for our community, our club loves to do things together. We do dinners together, other events. We go on vacations together, so many different things. And we bring our families with us. It's
your
not
club
just
is
us.
Known for being so active, so friendly, and so inclusive. I just want to put a really fine point on that. You guys are both exemplary Rotarians. None of us who are on this Zoom call recording Radio Rotary today probably would have met or crossed our paths with each other had it not been for Rotary.
And in the minute we have left, Sue, invite everybody to the Cup of the Valley, and Steve, invite everyone to the golf tournament. Sue first.
We would love to have everybody join us at A Cup of the Valley on April 16th at Revel 32. For more information, you could visit our website at acupofthevalley.com or our Facebook page, which is A Cup of the Valley.
And the golf tournament, Steve?
Golf tournament is going to be May 18th at Politan Golf Club. We are looking for as many golfers that we can. You can reach me at 845-380-3565 for more information, or you can check our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Wappingers Falls Rotary.
Sue Bennett and Steve Crew, thank you so much for everything you do to make your Wappingers neighborhood a better one through Rotary. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed this.
It was our pleasure. And tell us, Sarah O'Connell-Clater, who allows our listeners to enjoy Radio Rotary every week by being our sponsors?
Well, Jonah, Sue, and Steve, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery community. Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the featured Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffren, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick, and the Rotary E-Club of 7210.
For the entire Radio Rotary team, my co-host Sarah O'Connell-Clater, our producer Kathy Kruger, and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Trebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.